The House Transportation Committee, welcome to order and welcome everybody. It appears that we have a quorum, and so I'm going to go ahead and open a work session on introduction of committee bills so we can get that out of the way. And Patrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have before you a packet of three LC drafts for possible introduction as committee measures. The first, LC 1408, exempts persons who operate a tow vehicle from liability if the operator is at the direction of a police officer providing providing towing services. That was brought to us by Daryl Fuller, I believe, is who provided that. And Daryl.
Yeah, that's right.
Daryl's with the Northwest Auto Trade Association. And the second one, House Bill 3092, increase allocation of state highway fund monies for footpaths and bicycle trails. That one is number two. And then number three, we have LC 3424, which increases the annual appropriation to the Department of Transportation Small Cities Program.
Thank you. And with that, I'm going to remind everybody this is just a courtesy introduction of bills. It does not obligate you to support them or obligate us to even hear them. But given that, do I have a motion? Oh, yes.
Sorry, I don't have that in front of me.
Madam Chair, I move LC 1408, dated 12-11-08, LC 3092, dated 2909, and LC 3424, dated 2-16-09, be submitted as committee bills.
It has been moved that LC 1408, dated 12-11-08, LC 3092, dated February 9th of 09, and LC something, LC 3424, dated 2-16-09, be introduced as committee bills. Any discussion? Seeing none. Any objections? Seeing none. So ordered. And with that, I'm going to close the work session on introduction of committee bills. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and open a public hearing on House Bill 2409. And Patrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Before us is materials for House Bill 2409. This measure provides that operators and passengers of motorcycles and mopeds may have a medical exemption from the requirement to wear motorcycle helmets. It directs ODOT to issue a certificate of exemption to individuals who present a signed statement from a physician that the individual should be exempted from wearing a motorcycle helmet.
Thank you. With that, I'm going to call up Chris Scarrow and William Ashbaugh. And I know you talk very softly, and I assume we might have a little trouble.
I will try.
Lean and make sure you use the microphone.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Chris Scarrow. I am Representative Gelser's legislative assistant. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And she is next door chairing her committee, so she can't be here, but I wanted to express her appreciation for holding a public hearing on House Bill 2409. And the bill was requested by our constituent, Mr. Ashbaugh, and he's going to tell you why he requested the bill.
Thank you.
Yes, Madam Chair, and representatives of the committee. I'm here for you, not being an activist on this. I know this issue has come up for years. I was diagnosed with throat cancer 2 years ago, and I got a doctor's statement stating I went down. I thought the helmet law had a revision in it for the last 40 years that we would have a medical exemption on there. After I ended up with the cancer, I went through DMV, realized that there is no exemption on there for medical exemption, so I went to ODOT and have been going through the court systems for 2 years now, because between the cancer and bad business partners, I'm back to riding a motorcycle. I quit riding 6-7 years ago. Circumstances being that I didn't get a big enough trailer after I lost the business and places. I'm in a motorhome. I didn't get a big enough trailer to pull a car with, so I'm down to riding a bike again. But I cannot wear a helmet. It cuts off my breathing, plus my radiation on my neck. I have friends that can't hold their head up because the muscle tissues are gone. But it is my only form of transportation, and I would like to get the same courtesy as in the seatbelt laws. When I went down to DMV, I realized that the form that I was expecting to get signed, it has exemptions for shoulder harnesses, lap belts, child restraints, for I know not what reason you would not buckle up your child. And then there's a big white space in the DMV form, which I figured should be for helmet law exemption. Like I said, I'm not doing this in association with anything else except that it's needed. We're all getting older, and I've got friends that like to ride, or like me, have to ride again. And I just can't wear a helmet. Let's see. Sorry about your time on this. I'm not used to this. Like I said, this is out of my water here.
Okay.
I've got good rapport from the court systems in the last 2 years. I've went to Marion County, Linn County, Benton County, Lane County, and I've gotten one federal ticket up the Veterans Indoor parking area. All the courts have understood my predicament and basically excused it. Usually 50% of the police officers have let me go and understand after they know what I'm about, that I'm not just out there profiling, that it's my means of transportation. Understand, but like they said, the other 50% have to give me tickets because it's in the law that I have to wear a helmet. And so I ask your support on this, that I get this done. Excuse me.
Thank you. Do I have any questions? No questions.
I'd like to make a comment. Sir,
yes, ma'am.
Your testimony is compelling and you're doing just fine. We know it's an intimidating process.
Yeah.
Pardon? Yes.
I agree.
Thank you.
You're doing just fine.
Thank you.
So, I appreciate you coming today and I appreciate your testimony. I think having been in this building and in transportation committee for a number of years, we're always very reluctant to look at the motorcycle helmet law. The public has voted it in, and it's been a hard one to deal with. I think the concern I have with the bill, while you make a good case, the fact is that the relating clause is not very specific. It relates to motorcycle helmets, and it kind of opens this discussion up pretty wide at this point in time. We appreciate your coming, and we'll have the discussion, and and I'm gonna wish you well and with your health issues. And
if I could say a little bit more, sorry about that. I don't have any saliva glands either, but I've asked the police officers. I'm sorry I don't have some of the support that I was planning to have here, whether it be my doctors. By the way, my doctors, one from OHSU, and my neck and head and neck doctor from the Veterans Hospital, who is a pro helmet. I mean, when I first asked him to sign this piece of paper I have here, he said no way in hell would he sign that because he believed in helmets until he took tests. And then he signed a statement saying that, you know, I cannot breathe with the helmet on. And also I've talked to the police officers, who I apologize for not being able to bring in here with me today, about how we would get about doing this. If you guys can find it in your humanities to grant this, we were talking about how it would be processed on our, they suggested that we get a handicap license for it. I suggested that I don't really feel handicapped. I feel blessed where I'm at. Also, if you put it on the helmet, I mean, on the license plate, which is fine with me, I mean, if that's the only way I can get it, there could be other people riding my motorcycle that aren't exempt or shouldn't be exempt, that would be bypassed on this to where I have endorsements on my license. And I asked the officers if this would be okay with them. Along with my CDL, my motorcycle endorsement, my Class A, my tank endorsement, my wide load endorsement, if they could go ahead and put this endorsement on my license, which would stop somebody else from riding my motorcycle. I get a lot of opposition from advocate groups and this and that about being stopped if it's not displayed. I don't mind being stopped by the police. I mean, they're more than welcome to. I just can't afford to ride all the time in the wintertime to get back to court. And anyway, the extra miles and stuff, trying to go in and explain my situation to the courts, which it takes up their time. I try to tell them I don't want to waste their time, like I don't want to waste yours. But like I said, either way would be fine, and the officers, like I said, understand the need for this too. So anyway, I just ask you to think about it.
And, thank you. Well,
I appreciate your time.
Representative Boone, did
well,
you?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I used to race skiing. Hard to believe, I know. But we had the old-style helmet that didn't have a strap, but I mean, it did have a strap. You didn't have to use it. Or there's the one piece that comes like that. Does that still restrict you?
Yes. Like I said, I'm not here to activist. 40 years ago, I might have, when we put the helmet laws on our head, you know, I might have said I didn't want to wear one. But for when I had the construction companies and the big house and the big pickups and this and that, for 30 years I've wore a helmet, you know, under protest. But like I said, I'm not here. I'm too old to be an activist on this.
Never too old.
I had support down at ODOT a year and a half ago when I went down there, and they said, well, they understand my plight, too. They cannot do anything after I realized that this has not come from DMV, that this is brought to ODOT. And the people a year and a half ago at ODOT was very supportive of my position. I went down to ODOT a week ago. I didn't get the support from the lady I was directed to. Basically, she said that the law states that you do not have to wear a the law also states you do not have to wear a chin strap or have it buckled. I stated to her, that's fine, but it blows off my head. That's, I've tried all different kinds of helmets from full face, ODOT approved, which actually, I'm going to go on the statistics of, you know, why we're wearing helmets, okay? I'm too old for that. I just need this done on a personal basis. I've got other friends that have the same malignant stuff that I do. As far, I guess there are helmets that squeeze the head, but I'm also, like I said, I am blessed. I don't have abnormalities of some of my friends that have lost more of their neck muscles. But basically, she just, when I told her to blow off my head, she told me that's not her problem.
Okay. Well, again, I don't see any other questions. So we really appreciate your coming today and your testimony. And we'll
thank you.
Look at
thank
the you. Bill a little closer.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And committee, I'm not really seeing any other questions or any other business. So with that, I'm going to go. I got through everybody who was signed up, and we're going to close the public hearing. Thank you.
Adjourned.
We are adjourned.